Virginia girl back to my seat now. Keep her in the car. No,
it is the Mike Show. Virginia is welcome to join us on every show at this point. I think there's so much content here that it's going to take more than one show. Oh, hi there. It is the Tuesday edition of the Mike Show. Welcome to the program. Each and every Tuesday, Megan Huffman joins us from Cher, Greater Lynchburg. Today's no exception. And she brings us a guest. Megan, who did you bring?
Yes, I am really excited that we have Virginia Scott, who is with Lynchburg Beacon of Hope. She's the Director of Development and Communications. So multiple jobs she's doing over there.
That's a lot of stuff.
And Beacon of Hope is an incredible organization that hopefully all of your listeners know about, but we have her here today to tell us about an awesome event coming up this Friday where you can learn more.
Very, very cool. Well, Virginia, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. And tell us about your cats.
My cats. Yeah, so they're Brie and Gouda. I like cheese. I was going to go with stout and champagne, but I thought that was a little not my style, so we went with cheese.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Yeah. And you're getting another cat?
Eventually, or at least another animal. Okay. I'm a dog girl at heart. I do have two cats, okay. But I love
dog. Welcome to Cat Talk, everybody. It's a new segment that we're doing on the program. No, just kidding. Or it could be an April Fool's.
Right, because I had a cat, black cat, staring
you
at me.
You did? Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's the theme of the morning.
That's right. That's right. So, all right.
Back at Halloween.
Let's tell this story.
I was running some errand and ran back to my house, left the car door open, and a black cat climbed into my car.
Wait, it climbed in your car?
Climbed into my car and turned my flashers on.
All right.
I'm not kidding. I know it sounds ridiculous. The term. And I went out and my car doors were open. My flashers were on and a cat was jumping. Black cat was jumping out of my car. So I was terrified and then was told that that was a good omen, which I don't know. My friends were trying to help me make me feel better. Uh-huh. And then today, haven't seen interact with the cat. It's a stray cat.
Was it there? It was there today.
Today, I opened my garage door and it's sitting in front of my garage door just like staring at me. And it's April Fool's, so it's very punctual with holidays.
I guess.
And I hope it's a good omen. We'll see. But I drove here terrified.
In Haiti. It is. I'm not sure. Anyway. So
that got us on the cat topics. Yeah.
Well, Jerry the cat's fine. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah, yeah.
But that's not why we're here. We're actually here to talk about Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation and all of the nonprofits that are on the Share platform. 189. Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
Yes. And we've had quite a few join recently, which we're really excited to bring them into the Share family. Once they come in, they can, you know, use the platform, but also, you know, attend our lunch and learns and our events and just get integrated into the ecosystem of what is Share. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of organizations that are kind of startup nonprofits who really need that community to learn from. And so it's been really nice to be able to welcome them in and engage them quickly.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit more about that and we'll talk about the foundation. But Virginia, welcome again. And thank you so much for taking time. Tell us about Lynchburg's Beacon of Hope.
Yeah, so Lynchburg Beacon of Hope, we aspire to invest in, inspire, and equip Lynchburg City graduates so that when they graduate from high school, they have a plan. When they walk across that stage and they get their diploma, they have some sort of next step after graduation, because so often it's like, all right, I got to graduation. Now what? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's a variety of avenues. It can be college. It can be going into a trade. We have wonderful partnerships with some of our local colleges. CBCC is one that comes to mind because of our Stay Close, Go Far promise. First promise program in the state of Virginia was right here in Lynchburg. So basically that's if your student attends EC Glass High School or Heritage 9th through 12th grade, they can go to CBCC for free and pursue a college education without the financial burden. And then we have a lot of other local colleges that we partner with to also decrease that financial burden for students.
Well, this is fantastic. I have your Share Greater Lynchburg page up, and folks can search Lynchburg Beacon of Hope on Share Greater Lynchburg, and they can also go to your website and learn more. Mm-hmm. Do students have to get with their guidance counselors? How does the process work?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We work in tandem with Lynchburg City Schools Administration and counseling departments, but we have real estate, if you will, inside of both Heritage and EC Glass. So there are these future centers, and they are hubs for post-secondary readiness, whether it's college or career, military. And those future center directors, they work alongside the counselors to identify students, challenges, work together on different events like Decision Day and things like that leading up to graduation.
All right. That's fantastic. You're right in the school.
Yes.
That's very convenient.
Yes. Open to everybody.
Nice. You have an upcoming event that is this Friday?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 days away.
Tell us about it.
So it's called HopeX.
Okay.
And if you've ever seen a TED Talk, it is a TED Talk style event. Mm-hmm. It really started as a way to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a gala just didn't really seem to fit with the vibe of Beacon of Hope.
Yeah.
And so we decided to move towards that storytelling side of events. And what could that look like? So we always have student speakers. So they are Lynchburg City School alumni who are going off and doing amazing things in their young professional lives. And then also three adult speakers who range in scope. So I think it was our first or maybe our second year, we had Leland Melvin.
Okay.
This was before my time. But you said you'd been to all of them, so you probably are even more well-versed about who spoke.
Yes.
This year, we actually have Tony and Grammy-nominated Broadway star Philip Boykin.
Wow.
Dr. Chris Cook coming from Longwood. He's one of our Stay Close GoFar partner schools with Longwood University.
Mm-hmm.
And then our hometown hero, if you will, is Daryl Calfee. So kind of the name and face behind the Renaissance around Bedford Avenue and moving towards Fort. Those are our adult speakers this year.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like an incredible lineup.
Yeah.
And folks, again, can learn more. And can you purchase tickets on your website?
Yes. So hopextalk.org gives you a great rundown of the event itself. And then there's a link to go purchase tickets off of the Academy's website. It's at the Historic Theater at the Academy Center of the Arts in downtown Lynchburg.
Starts
at 7 o'clock. And a nice, pretty much even end time around 9, give or take a little bit with intermission.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, this all sounds fantastic. And Megan, you
I was just
going to
say, I just love this event so much. It's, you know, as a fierce public school advocate myself, it is just so powerful to hear these students come back. You know, it's the same thing with the violin program, you know, seeing the students come back and perform. I mean, any opportunity that our citizens can get to, like, see these stars and hear their stories. I just wish every student and every teacher could be in the room, you know, to hear that. And then just, it's just inspiring to understand the trajectory impact that Hope, that Beacon of Hope makes on these students, because they tell their story about how they would have been in a completely different place had Beacon not come behind them and supported those, the paperwork, the applications, the barriers for college that so many kids, especially first time college students face. So it's just really powerful.
Regardless, it's a big challenge to begin with.
Yes.
In regardless of circumstance, that is a big thing. And to have folks there at the ready to help you and guide you and mentor you and just give you all the answers or give you answers to any of your questions.
Well, just to hear kids, you know, say like, I counted myself out. Our family doesn't go to college and this isn't in my cards. It's not for me. And to have somebody in a future center come along alongside you and say, don't count yourself out. You
Tremendous.
Too can achieve this. And then to hear their stories, oh, it's the best. My girls are 9 and 11, and I bought tickets for them this year because I want them to, they can finally sit that long, you know? So I just want them to hear these stories. So I encourage everyone to attend and take part in that. It's such a beautiful space to have it in, too.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Virginia, tickets are still available. You still have some?
Yes. So they are $50 for general admission, $100 for VIP.
All right.
VIP doors open at 5:30. There's, some appetizers, some drinks happening, and you get to just, like, stand around and talk with the actual speakers.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can kind of mingle with those who will be on stage later. And then general admission tickets, the doors open at 6:30.
Okay.
Show starts at 7. It runs just like a play would. So Act 1, intermission, then Act 2, and Act 2 is a little bit shorter than Act 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
This all sounds fantastic. It's at the Academy Center of the Arts. You can learn more if you visit ShareGreaterLynchburg.org or the website to purchase the tickets again.
HopeXTalk.org.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. We look forward to hearing about it and look forward to seeing all the social posts. I have an event.
Same time.
and now I'm wondering if I should have changed the date. Anyway, nope. We're all set.
Yes.
On all of our trajectories. But good luck with your event.
Thank you. It just sounds
fantastic. How many years has this been, by the way, again?
So this is going to be our fourth year.
Okay.
2025 is year four. So I guess, was that 2020?
Tremendous.
Two, three, four. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tremendous. Megan.
Yes.
So how are things going with Share Greater Lynchburg? I see that we have yet a few more nonprofit organizations on the platform.
Yes. Yes. 189 nonprofits, over 100 volunteer opportunities. We have a lunch and learn at Humankind tomorrow to learn about the work, the good work that they do. And we have a few spots left if people want to still jump on. I always buy a few extra lunches in case we have some additional last minute attendees.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful new executive director series. The topic for this month is childcare. So we're bringing together people working on childcare 0 to 5 in our community and trying to solve that challenge of not having enough places for children to go 0 to 5. So just trying to magnify, equip, and connect our nonprofits together, much like you're doing with students. We're trying to bring those nonprofits together and resource them and connect them. And it's always inspiring to hear the synergy and connection that comes out of being in these spaces together, as well as using the platform. So we have lunch and learns. We have this is National Volunteer Month. This is the first day of National Volunteer Month. So we're going to be highlighting and celebrating standout volunteers at nonprofits all month. You can come to us and nominate a volunteer. They'll receive a gift card and a shout out on social media, and you can share that. So we have a number of nonprofits who have already submitted some of their rock star volunteers.
Nice.
And we would like to have more to tell that story all month through social and through billboards and some different channels. So with the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, it ties into what Virginia was talking about. There are over 50 different named scholarships at the foundation that are specifically for students in high schools in the whole region. So all the counties that touch Lynchburg and the city of Lynchburg. And those you go through your guidance counselor for. But so the instruction is just go to your guidance counselor and ask for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation applications. And those are all run through there. But those are being collected through the month of April. And I know there's just a tremendous amount of dollars that have been invested in student scholarships and about specific things. And so we would love for students to reach out about that. We also are celebrating our youth philanthropy grants tomorrow. Students from all the area high schools came together and went through a rigorous process of selecting winners to receive a $10,000 and $5,000 grant from the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. That will be announced tomorrow. We'll have a press release go out on Thursday about who won. And it's just a great opportunity to teach high schoolers about philanthropy and what it means. And our Century Fund grants are under review, and our spring grants are under review. So there's a lot of things pending that will come out, you know, in June. But the foundation's given $32 million away in its 52-year history, and each year, you know, $2.6 million and more goes out into this community. So we're grateful for
tremendous.
Anybody who gives unrestricted funds, restricted funds, designated funds. You can route your dollars however you wish, but it's really cool to be part of something that's giving to so many organizations in one year.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. And then going back to Share Greater Lynchburg, if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you are not on the Share platform, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
It is a one-stop shop for folks that are interested in learning more about our area's nonprofits, whether you want to volunteer, whether you want to donate, whether you want to make a purchase for those nonprofits. You can do that right on the platform. And for the nonprofits, this is kind of it's a one-stop shop. It's a portal that you can utilize A lot of folks are using the platform, and if you're not there, they might not find you.
Right.
And this kind of tells the story. You can search by keyword. You can search by what that nonprofit does.
Right. You can filter based on age of the person volunteering. So if you have a high schooler, you know, you can look for job or opportunities that are 13 to 17. If you have a child that you want to take with you, you know, you can say, you can filter by that. What organizations accept children under 16? There are some that you can volunteer as a family. So it's a very filterable site.
And I forgot to ask, Virginia, do you need anything at this point for your organization or for your event coming up? Do you need volunteers?
Yeah, I mean, we've been really lucky with the event. We have the University of Lynchburg Bonner, I guess their society, the Bonners.
Bonner Program.
And the Junior League of Lynchburg. And then we have some work studies from Liberty who work with us. So for the event, we're good. But good. Just in terms of programmatic needs, anybody who is willing to cart food, we're always feeding teenagers, and we're always in need of water bottles and snacks and things like that. And so if somebody is interested in kind of being a gopher in terms of that, especially as we ramp up into these spring events where we're celebrating the seniors and getting ready for graduation, that would be incredibly helpful.
That's awesome. You can learn about those opportunities on the Share platform, or you can go to Beacon of Hope's website as well. Folks, thank you so much for taking time today. Each and every Tuesday, it's just the magic happens. It just happens.
It's right.
And no more black cats.
Just the orange ones. Just never cheese.
Yeah, cheese cats.
It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.